As we find ourselves now in between the first and the last day of Yom Tov, Yom Rishon Mikra Kodesh, Yom Hashvi Mikra Kodesh, and we make our way, we focus now on the Avodah of the Shvi Shel Pesach. And the question that we really need to ask is, what in fact is the Avodah of the Shvi Shel Pesach? After the whole Leila Seder, the euphoria, the exhilaration of the Seder night, in which we recall and relive the whole of the Geula, and we mechazik ourselves in the Midah of Emunah, as we appreciate the Hashkoch of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's left? What is there still to do on the Shvi Shel Pesach? It's true, on the Shvi Shel Pesach we commemorate the Kriyas Yamsuf, and of course the Shiras Hayom, but HaGuf HaKasha. What's our part? What's our Avodah? What is the Mitzvah Sayyim? What is it that we are supposed to be Mechazikin? Mischazik on the Shvi Shel Pesach. And the truth is that the question really is predated, because when Klal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim, the question could l'chayra have been asked then. We know that the tachlis of all of Yitzias Mitzrayim was Matan Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said so himself to Moshe Rabbeinu, that take them out of Mitzrayim. For what purpose? Ta'avdun es Elohim al Ahor Hazeh, in order to serve me on this mountain, on Har Sinai. First day of Pesach finishes, we immediately begin our countdown or count up towards Matan Torah, and l'chayra now all roads lead towards Shavuos. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not give them the Torah straight away. First, Shvi Shel Pesach. There was this whole showdown at the Yamsuf, which apparently was a necessary station, having left Mitzrayim on their way to Matan Torah. Why indeed was that necessary? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that the tachlis of Yetzias Mitzrayim was to be Makabel the Torah, then surely that should have been exactly what happened. They should have come out of Mitzrayim straight to Har Sinai. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu organized that no, the Mitzrayim pursued Klal Yisrael, the great nace of Kriyas Yamsuf, the Shiras Hayom, and then indeed they made their way to Har Sinai. So clearly, for whatever reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought that about, for whatever reason that Klal Yisrael themselves had to experience Kriyas Yamsuf and sing the Shira, that must therefore be our Avodah in turn on the Shvi Shel Pesach. And that is what we need to try, Be'ezus Hashem, to work out together. Many, many years ago I heard from one of the Mashkichim in England, Rav Whitler Zecher Shlita, and he recounted, he said that there was once a meeting of the two great Mashkichim, Rabbi Yeruchim, the Mashkiach of the Mir, and Rabbi Chatzkel, Rabbi Yeruchim Lebovich, Rabbi Chatzkel Levenstein, who was also initially the Mashkiach of the Mir, and then of Ponovich. And Rabbi Yeruchim asked Rabbi Chatzkel, he said, tell me, in your opinion, what would you say is the central theme, is the main Avodah, as we learn the Parashiyos every year, Shmois, Vayira, Boi, V'Shalach, we celebrate Pesach, what would you say in one word really encapsulates the whole Avodah? So Rabbi Chatzkel said, Emunah. Emunah. Chazinish described Rabbi Chatzkel as a paradigm of Emunah in our generation. Emunah b'chush. He said Emunah. Emunah is really what sums up the entire episode and the whole experience of Geulas Mitzrayim and L'chayra. The Makoir of this outlook of Rabbi Chatzkel is a Medrash in Parshas Mishalach, where it says, Loi nigalu avoseinu mimitzrayim, elo b'zchus cho Emunah. That's the words of the Medrash. Our ticket out of Mitzrayim, the Geula came about through Emunah. And that's l'chayra what Rabbi Chatzkel meant. That's therefore the Yisoid. One has to be mischazik in Emunah. To which Rabbi Yeruchim responded, these parashiyos can be encapsulated in the word avd. That's the avula. Avdus. To feel that we are an eved Hashem. And l'chayra, there too we can find the Makor, the famous Medrash, that when Klal Yisrael were released and freed on that epic night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Paray runs after Moshe Rabbeinu, leave, leave, and Moshe Rabbeinu says, no, not until you say that you were, until this point, my Avodim, and from now on you are Avdei Hashem. In fact, the Medrash appears on the words of Tehillim that we say in Hallel, Hallelu Avdei Hashem. Those words were said by Paray. You should praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you have just now become Avdei Hashem. Until this point, you are my Avodim. Hallelu Avdei Hashem, V'loy Avdei Paray, Selachayra. There we have a Makor for Rabbi Yeruchim. That's really what the grand finale. That's the whole purpose and tachlis of Yetzias Mitzrayim, is we should become Avde Hashem, Avde. So Rabbi Yechezkel summed it all up in one word, in Emuna, and Rabbi Yerucham said, it's Avdus. L'chaira, one could really understand that in fact it's not really a machlokes. Essentially, it's two halves of one coin. And in fact, I found in the writings of Rabbi Yerucham himself, seems to be absolutely clear. Rabbi Yerucham in his Sefer Das Chochmo Musa writes in incredibly sharp terminology. Inyan Yisias Mitzrayim, he says, Liois lochem leilokim. Sheyotsu mirushusei shel paroi, they left the domain of paroi. V'nichnasu lirushusei shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shezehu tachlis yitzias Mitzrayim. V'tous, he says. It's a great error. B'mi shechoshev shetachlis yitzias Mitzrayim. If anybody thinks that the whole purpose of yitzias Mitzrayim is sheteitze mizeh emuna, Levad. If you think that the sole purpose of the Yetzias Mitzrayim is for Emuna, that's a great toast. You're gravely mistaken. Shetachlis ho Emuna, shemizeh teitze avdus. From the Emuna has to emanate avdus. So when Rabbi Yechezkel said the Avoida is Emuna, and Rabbi Yerucham responded it's avdus, that's not a machlokes. One is the product of the other. If anybody thinks that the sole purpose is only emuna, then he's gravely mistaken. Over here he calls it a tos. In the maima after that, he words it even more sharply. And he says, v'hachoshev, if anybody thinks, shehatachlis hu emuna, that's the whole purpose. You come out of Mitzrayim, you celebrate Leil HaSeder, I'm a maimim. I believe. V'zeh etzloi hamatorah, and you think that's the whole purpose? V'suloi midi and nothing else? Listen to this sharp terminology. Ein loi chelek b'eloike Yisrael. He has no part in our nation. Shebe'emes tachlis hakoil hu avdus. Those are his words. In other words, Rabbi Yerucham does not negate in any way the chizuk of emunah that we are all supposed to be strengthening ourselves in the Leil HaSeder. But it doesn't stop there. And if you think it does, that's a terrible toss. Because the purpose of that emuna is that it should morph into avdus. There was a very famous meeting in this country between the Prime Minister and Lahavdil Moron HaChazinish, Zecher Tzadik Livrocha. The purpose of their meeting is famous, not our subject. But when the Prime Minister came to visit the Chazinish, during the meeting, he said to the Chazinish, I want you to know, Sha'ani ma'amin. I'm a maimon. I don't need to think I'm an atheist. Ani ma'amin be'elokim. So he said to him, and what is that mechayev you to do? What does that obligate you to do? He said, but I'm a maimon. I'm a maimon. When the Prime Minister left, the Chazinish said to his Anshei Beisai, to his Talmidim, I'm not aware of any religion in the world, of any faith in the world, which doesn't require some type of commitment. Emuna, which is not machayev anything, is not worth anything. That's what the Chazanish, in fact, was saying. I'm a maimon. Does that produce avdus? Does that require any commitment on your part? Does that change your lifestyle in any way? No, but I'm prepared to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, runs the world, is involved in every aspect of the world, and what's that machayev you to do? Gornisht. Well, then the emuna is worth gornish. And that's really what Rabbi Yerucham is saying. If you think that emuna is the entire tachlis levad, he added, and that's a terrible toast. Ein loy chelek ve'elikei Yisrael. Emuna, which is not mechayev avdus, not mechayev anything, is in fact not worth it. Mr. Brewer in his Hakdoma to Hilcha Shabbos, he writes there that the yesod of Shabbos is emuna. It's so vital and so fundamental, he says, that's why the Torah talks about the Shabbos in 12 places. It's that central. It's that crucial. But then he writes a tremendous lashon. He says, indeed, that Shabbos is all about emuna. Shoyresh ho emuna. The kibben sheboro hakoil. Once your mam in the HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything, who odoin al hakoil, he's therefore the master of all, va'anachnu avodo. And we are therefore his servants. Umchuyovim lasos ritzoinu. So you see clearly the same you studied in the Mishnah Berurah. Of course it begins with emuna, but what's the emuna mechayev? If it starts and also stops at emuna, emuna which is not mechayev anything, is in fact not worth anything. It has to lead us into avdus. So that when Rabbi Yerucham responds to Rabbi Chatzko. Rabbi Chatzko says it's about emuna, and Rabbi Yerucham says it's about avdus, mar o machoda, umar o machoda v'loi pligi. Those are two halves of one coin. It begins with emuna, and it must begin with emuna. But it has to then end, it has to then lead into avdus. And the big question, therefore, is how indeed does emuna bring a person to avdus? And if we can answer that question, I believe that we'll understand, have a deeper understanding of what Kriyas Yamsuf and the Shira was all about, and therefore in turn, what our Avoida on the Shvi'i Shel Pesach is all about. Because if you look there, in this piece in Rabbi Yerucham Sefer Das Chochmo Musa, everything is there, and he answers our question. And he writes as follows. The Tachlis was Avdus, as mentioned before. Shezeh Shemakirim, once there, exists this recognition, Shahaboire Yisborachu Toiv, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does good unto us. Then, Machayev, what's that Machayev? So we're expecting him to say, that's Machayev Avdus. No, there's a middle state. Machayev Sheyu Makirim Toivo, Lebal HaToivo. I have to first be Makir Toiv, Li Yoisloi Avodim, in order to then become his Avodim. And he expounds on this. The whole purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim is indeed Kabbalas Malchus Shomayim. To appoint HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Melech, we are in turn his subjects, his Avodim. That's what Avodas Hashem is all about. But how does that happen? Shekiven Shemakirim Tuvoi V'chastoi. Once you recognize the goodness, it begins with Emunah. Emunah is the faith and the belief that everything that happens to me, every chesed, it's all coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that therefore requires a Hakoras HaToiv. One cannot have Hakoras HaToiv unless one first believes that it's coming from the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's Emuna. But when you have that Hakoras HaToiv, for all the chesed, habilti gvul v'tachlis, infinite kindness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestows upon us every moment, mechayev zeh, that will then lead you to Avdus, and now we have the picture complete. It begins with Emunah. One has to first open one's eyes and recognize this is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it ends in this feeling that I have to be an Eved Hashem. But what's the middle stage? How indeed do I get from A to B? The answer is, once I become a Maimin, I'm overwhelmed with a feeling, with a debt of gratitude. I have so much Hakoras HaToiv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How can I not respond by being Makayim his Ratzayim? That's called Avdus. That's called Avdus. He brings a very simple proof. If you've ever learned the Chedus HaVodah Shar HaBechina, you will know, and if you haven't, I'd recommend that you should. It's the most beautiful Shar. He writes in the introduction, what's the Shar HaBechina all about? Essentially, there will be no purpose and no reason to write it, he says. Shar HaBechina simply describes all the chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us on a constant basis. Isn't it obvious? It is. But he writes in the Hakdoma, in the Psicha to the Shar HaBechina, Rubom Ki'ivrim. Most people are walking around blind. I'm here, therefore, he says, to open your eyes. And you learn the Shar HaBechina, and he takes your hand through every stage of life, and there's not many chidushim. He talks about the eyes and the nose, the mouth and the breathing and beauties that we see in the world, all the chesed, and he completes the Shar HaBechina. Where does he go from there? Next Shar? Shar HaVedas. What's the juxtapositioning? He explains. Now that I've explained to you in the Shar HaBechina all the tremendous chesed, and by the way, what precedes the Shar HaBechina is the Shar HaYichud, which is all about Emunah. So first the Emuna, then Shara Bechina, open your eyes, appreciate that chesed that automatically brings you to Shara Vedas Alekim. And Rabbi Yerucham points this out. V'habiyur ho'amiti shel HaKoras HaToiv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not need us to say thank you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not require a round of applause or a standing ovation. Rather, habiyur ho'amiti is avdus. To recognize the goodness means to feel that debt of gratitude. Imagine somebody was in a serious financial difficulty. His friend comes and says, here's $1 million. You don't have to give it back. Feel overwhelmed with gratitude. The first thing is emuna. I makir that there was a nice thing. But now I feel that overwhelming gratitude. Imagine he says to you, could you just get me a cup of water? What would you say? Well, I really should. After all, it's not nice midas if I don't do, and what will people say? No! He just gave me $1 million. How would I not want to respond with a cup of water? It's the minimum I can do. That's the avdus, to be makayim his rotzen. But that's based on that feeling of a koras hatoiv. If he gives me $1 million, then I think to myself, well, he owes it to me. Magia li. Somebody once came to the Chazon Ish and he said to him in Yiddish, es kumt mir a mazel. Magia li mazal tov. The Chazon Ish said, es kumt vigone. Magia lakom. I deserve a mazel tov? That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu owes you? If that's what we feel, then there's no mid of a koras hatoiv, so we'll never be an Eved Hashem. Why do I need to respond? What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? Everything that I have is mine by rights. The biur amiti, says Rabbi Yerucham, is indeed that recognition of toy v'chein mefurish b'chayvus halvavus. She taketh immediately. Achar shar ha-bechina, somach shar avoydus olekim, and he explains it there at great length. Klal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim. And on that night of Mitzrayim, they saw the Yad Hashem, v'yodu Mitzrayim kin Yashem. Klal Yisrael could see the Ribbono Shel Olam and they were mishazik in emuna. But that also matter koras hatoiv, because otherwise the emuna will never and if the emuna doesn't take you to avdus, well then we're back to the Chazon Ish, who said to the Prime Minister, if the emuna is not mechayev anything, then it's not worth anything. When did Klal Yisrael express that akoras hatoiv? When was that emuna converted into akoras hatoiv? That all happened on the Shvi Shel Pesach. It began with emuna. Vayaminu b'Hashem u'b'Moshe avdoi. But that then came converted into a koras hatoiv, Oz Yoshir Moshe. On the words Oz Yoshir Moshe, the Targum says, Neshabeach v'noide. We are praising and thanking. That's translation of the word Yoshir. And in fact, we say this every night in Mariv. V'ro'u v'onov gvurosoi shibachu v'hoidu l'shi. Express that a koras hatoiv. That's what happened. That's what happened on the Shvi'i Shel Pesach. What was the purpose? Keep on reading. What's the last pasuk in the Shira? Hashem yimloich lo'ilom void. Now you're ready for matan. All of that chizuk in emuna that was built through the Yetzias Mitzrayim but was expressed at the time of the Shira. Why was it only expressed then? Oz Yashir Moshe. So the Nasiv and Rabbeinu Bachai already explained because that was the Gemar. Finally the enemy had been vanquished once and for all. So now they express their akoras hatoiv. But what was the purpose? To say thank you? Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need our thank yous. Hashem yimloich lo'ilom void. That feeling of gratitude automatically translates in coronation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's the Melech, we are the Avodim. Now you're ready for the Torah. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu can indeed express his Rotzein, Onoichi Hashem Eloikecho Asher Seisicho Me'eretz Mitzrayim. This is my Rotzein, this is what I'd like you to do, and you will respond as Avdei Hashem. So therefore the Shira begins with the Hoidoya, but it ends with the Malchus, appointing HaKadosh Baruch Hu the Melech, and ourselves as Avodim, and indeed, that's what we say in davening as well. Shibachu v'hoidu l'shmoi, and how does it carry on? U'malchusoi v'rotzoin kiblu alei. So too, in the morning, hoidu v'himlichu. The hoidoya brings you to avdus. Hoidoya, and then avdus. Hoidu v'himlichu. And therefore, that really explains, what was the avoida of the Shvi'i Shel Pesach? What is Pesach in fact all about? It's the emuna that brings you to the avdus. But that middle station, the bridge, what brings you, what in fact takes you from emuna to avdus, is the akoras hatoiv, and that was expressed on the Shvi'i Shel Pesach, and that therefore is our avoida. To be more cognizant, not just of the nisim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu did once, by Yom Imahim, but Bazman Hazeh, as the Mesillas Yeshorim writes in Perek Ches, Ein lecha odom b'chol matzav. There is no person in any situation who shouldn't really feel an overwhelming debt of gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But as the Chavos Havavos writes, if your eyes are closed, then you won't see anything. Rubom ke'ivrim. That's the avoida of the Shvi'i Shel Pesach. We asked, when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu immediately transport them to Har Sinai and Matan Torah? They had to first express that HaKadosh Hatoiv. Because otherwise the emuna would never have brought them to avdus. On Erev Pesach, an hour before Yom Tov, I saw a gem, a diamond in the drashas of the Chasam Sofer, and with this we'll finish. In the Haggadah we say, Vayoreu oisonu ha-mitzrim, normally translated as Vayoreu Loshon of Ra, the Mitzrim did bad, did evil to us. And the Baal Haggadah brings which posuk? Shenema, Hovon ischak moloi, when Paroi and Mitzrayim plot against Klal Yisrael, concerned as it were, what will be if an enemy fights against us, and then v'noisaf banu, v'nilcham banu, v'olam min ha'aretz. And maybe Klal Yisrael will join the enemy, fight against us, and drive us out, and that was the whole pretext. Says the Chassam Sefer in Droshes, it's two lines, but it's unbelievable. Vayoreyu oisonu cannot be translated as they did bad to us, otherwise it would say vayoreyu lonu. Vayoreyu oisonu meaning they did about us. Vayoreyu oisonu hamitzrim osu oisonu ro'im. They made us out to be bad people. That's what it is. Vayoreyu oisonu, they made us out to be ro'im. In which way? What did we do wrong? He says, the choshvom of, do you know, they're kfuyei toiv. You're not the nation who have a koras atoiv. We're worried that if the enemy comes, instead of being patriotic to your host nation Mitzrayim, you're going to join the enemy. Where's your hakaras atoiv? They accused us of not being makirei toiv, says the Chasam Sofer, v'cholilo lonu lasos kein liyos kfuyei toiv. That's what it means, vayoreyu. Not that they did bad to us. They made us out to be bad people. They accused us of not being makirei toiv. In English, the expression goes, it takes one to know one. Weren't they example just of that? Vayokom melech chodosh al Mitzrayim asher lo yoda et Yosef. Says Rashi one pshat, they made out as if they didn't know Yosef. Who's Yosef? Who's Yosef? He saved all of Mitzrayim. If not from Yosef, you wouldn't be here. We don't know who Yosef is. Do you know what happens if you say you don't know who Yosef is? Eventually you also say, Mi Hashem asher eshma b'koyle. Because you don't recognize goodness. Yosef saved Mitzrayim. We put Yosef into power. Magia lanu. Es kumpni. So you're not makirei toiv. Then you end up not being makir toiv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu either. The Rishonim say, that's why the mitzvah of Kibud Av is on the right hand side of the Luchos, not on the left. Because Kibud Av is all about HaKoras HaToiv, and that's the basis of our Avodas Hashem. If you're not makir toiv to your parents, then you won't be makir toiv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu either. So we were sitting in the Leil HaSeder, and there was a knock at the door. One of the members of our Kehillah with an emergency shayla. His father, from out of town, suffering from a medical condition which requires him to take medication, and then it's under control, and he forgot his medication at home. I said to him, what happens when he doesn't take the medication? He has seizures, he'll end up vadai in hospital. Pikuach ne. I said, maybe look around in the various gemachim, can find this medication, we've tried, we can't find it anywhere. Pikuach ne. So I said, it's a goy, it's a drive, out of town, bring the medication back. The next morning I came to shul and I said to him, no, what happened in the end? He said, ah, Baruch Hashem. He said, we had this idea. He said, I sent my two sons to Yeshiva Bochrim. We sent them to Ramah Aleph. They walked to Ramah Aleph, to Ezrat Achim over here, because we knew there'd be a doctor. There's no doctors in provincial Ramah Gimel. And the doctor there said that indeed, one of the tablets, one of the medication is indeed Pikuach Nefesh. The other one he can manage without. And he managed to find somebody else who had this medication. And they brought back the medication. And he took the medication. V'hakol avar b'shalom. I said to one of the sons, I said, I heard you trekked out to Ramah Aleph last night. He said, yeah, whole long walk, 40 minutes there, 40 minutes back. I said to him, do you know, you're a Makayim of Leil HaSeder Behidura. Because the mitzvah of Kibud Av is all about HaKorosat. That's the holiest side of Pesach. Don't think for a moment, I said to him, that you wasted your time, precious time on Leil HaSeder. Your Leil HaSeder was Halacha Ula Maisa. You trekked to Aleph and trekked back. So you had your Matzah Mora a bit later, there's Beseder Gomel. But your mid of HaKoras HaToiv, that's the whole purpose, because that's the basis of Avodas Hashem. As you lift up the four koseis, and the Marashah says, the four koseis correspond to the Arba Shetzrichim Lahoidois. That's what it's all about. So you didn't waste your time at all. Your Leil HaSeder was Lemaisa. You expressed it in HaKoras HaToiv. You're a true evidence. So Be'ezus Hashem, as we now head towards the Shvi'i Shel Pesach, and we have the words of the Mesillas Yeshorim reverberating in our ears, Ein Lecha Adam b'chol matz of any person, any situation. He only has to learn the Chovos HaVavos and opens his eyes and realize how blessed he is, how much goodness HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestows upon him. Then Hoidu v'himlichu, he will thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the emunah, with that recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the native, and then he will be ready for Matan Torah. Be'ezus Hashem, Abo Aleinu L'Torah.